Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. Do we tend to maybe over-answer or under-answer when it comes to, I mean, maybe the more difficult the question, the less we say, or we say too much?
Yeah, you know, I think it's funny. Yes, we do both, and we do them constantly. There is no parent that has a perfect answer all the time. I think it's important to let your child create an environment where your kids feel like they can ask you questions. That's huge. Don't shame them for their questions. Don't, you know, if your kid comes to you with a question that they've been thinking about, and you don't know the answer, I think a lot of times parents feel this fear. Like, I got to get this just right. I got to not over-answer. I got to not under-answer, because their salvation rides on me answering this question just right. We may not actually say those words, but I know I feel that in my heart. I feel that fear. Like, I've got to get this just right. I don't want to misrepresent what the Bible says. I want to make sure my theology is right on point. Listen, God uses mess-ups constantly. If he didn't, he would have nothing to use. So in your answers, it's important to know the right way to answer, yes. But also the most important part of that is trust God to use you. Trust God to use you. And if you don't know an answer to a question, be honest. Tell your child that. You know, honey, I don't really know the answer to that right now. Let me get back to you. Let me research that and get back to you. Instead of making something up, or, you know, we always laugh. If someone asks you a question and you don't know the answer, if you just make up an answer and you speak really loud and like you have a lot of conviction about what you're saying, they'll believe you. And that's not what we want to do with our kids. Let's be humble and tell them when we don't know an answer, and then let's research it. And if we have doubts, even share those doubts with your kids. I know, saying, this is hard to believe. Like, for instance, when I see a natural disaster on TV or someone goes into a school and shoots children and my kids ask me about it, that's tough to say the right answer, which is, you know, I know for a fact, I believe that God works all things together for his good, for our good and for his glory. To say that in that moment is really difficult, because even in my own heart, I'm struggling with that. And I think it's important for parents to admit that struggle to their kids so they don't see you as some superhero of the faith that they can never live up to. What they see you as is a sinner who is saved and forgiven and in need of as much grace as they need.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.